talk about, are we fighting against evil? And I got this lesson, I started thinking about from this quote that I found, and it said, better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Are we fighting against the evil in this world? Living the life of a Christian requires us to be active, and not active in our like physical lives as playing sports, but active in our Christian life. And we cannot sit idly by and expect to make it into heaven. To save souls and to make it into our heavenly home, we need to fight against Satan and the evil of this world. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. We need to fight the good faith, good fight of faith, and we need to try and not be lazy in our lives to be a Christian to God. Why fight? Why should we fight? Fighting against the evil of this world is the only way into heaven. Sitting back and watching sin happen is just as bad as committing sin. If we're just going to sit around and let sin happen, then we might as well do it, because that's what we're telling people that we're doing when we just sit back and let it happen. In Proverbs 18:9, it says, he who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. God wants active participants. God doesn't want lazy people who sit around and try to worship him. He wants people that to tell others about him and try to save other souls. In Matthew 5:13, it says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Why do we sit back? Why do some sit back and let sin happen in this world? It's easier just to do nothing than stand up for right. It's a lot easier for me just to sit at home and say, well, I'm saved, so I don't have to worry about anything, than it is for me to get up and try to save others. If we fail to fight for God, then we'll receive nothing from him. In John 15, verses 1 through 8, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that he bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, and that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. We need to bear fruit for God and try to save others, or otherwise we're going to be cast into hell in the end if we don't try to be a Christian that like we should, that God wants. The first thing I thought of, why people sit back, is because laziness. Too many people just sit back and let sin happen because they're too lazy. It's not that they want sin to happen, but they just don't do anything about it. What does God say about laziness? He says to be like the ant. Proverbs 6:6-11, it says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands of sleep? So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. We need to be like the ant, always working, not just sitting back and letting other people take care of things and being too lazy to do things for ourselves. We need to be busy fighting for God. Also, some people just think someone else will do the work for them. Some people have the mentality that they don't have to get up and fight because for God because someone else will do that. What if everyone had that mentality? What if everyone today just thought, well, someone else has got it for me, so I'll just sit back and do nothing? God wants leaders, not people who follow and hope someone else will do their work, because it's our job to do work too. We can't just sit back and think that someone else is going to take care of our problems. And others just don't care. Some people just don't care what happens in this world. All they care about is themselves. They just think, well, I'm saved. I've done what I need to do. I don't care about anybody else. They can try to save themselves. And that's not the right mentality that we need to have. What if everyone didn't care? What if Paul didn't care? What are Jesus? Or the people who taught us? What if the people that taught us and showed us the way to be saved didn't care at all? Then half the people here wouldn't be saved. I know I wouldn't if some of the people over there didn't help me, or anybody in this room didn't help me for that matter. Those who fought for God. Paul. Paul devoted his life to saving the souls of many lost and fought for the cause of Christ. In 2 Timothy 4:7 it says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." Paul fought for not just his soul, but for everyone's. Paul, I think it was 4 missionary trips, and we've been studying about him on Sunday nights. He didn't take all those missionary trips just for himself. He took those for other people's souls. He was already saved for as long as I know. But he didn't take that to save himself. He tried to save others. What if Paul didn't care about saving others and fighting against sin? In conclusion, sin is running rampant in this world, and most people either do nothing about it or participate in it. We are the light of this world, and we need to step up and fight for God. In Matthew 5, 14 through 16, it says, "You are the light of this world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Are you the light of this world? Thank you. Amen.